This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now we bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty well, and I know we're going to talk about the draft quite a bit over the next 2 weeks, but usually we get a chance to catch up about the offseason in this first one. I am really curious, and I've heard some of your comments in the offseason. Is there any part of you that wished Jerry specifically wouldn't have said all in? Because that
no.
No? Okay.
You know, I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in. And, you know, everybody can have their own definition of what that means, but I've never not known us to be all in, nor have I known anybody we compete against not to be all in. It's, you know, they have different strategies as to what that means, but at, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not really all in trying to figure out how to, you know, how to put together a championship football team, then you shouldn't be in this league.
I definitely understand your point about different teams having different methods. For the Cowboys in the offseason, the different method that y'all went was spending by far the least amount of money in free agency. What would you say to the Cowboys fans who do not believe that y'all have spent this offseason building a championship roster?
Well, at the end of the day, you always can only, and we spend max money, you know, year in and year out, all 32 can only spend the same amount of money over a five-year stretch. And when we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year, and we will have done that. And, you know, what comes with having a good roster, which we do, and, you know, we also, you know, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then, you know, that certainly you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
Can you kind of walk me through that strategy then of the next part for this season's team? Is it going to be, hey, we're investing heavily in draft to make sure we have the roster filled?
Well, we just look forward to a great draft, and we've got a lot of good young football players that we feel like can step up. But we do have the draft coming up. We expect some good things to happen for us there in terms of where we may have some holes. And then, of course, you know, as I said, player acquisitions 365 days a year. And we certainly expect that to be ongoing as well in terms of filling holes with players who aren't necessarily in the draft, but certainly understand where people are going to measure, you know, whether you lose somebody or you replace them or don't replace them right then and there, then we understand that. But we certainly feel good about the direction we're headed. We like our roster. We like our football team. And right now we're focused on the draft, but we're also looking at other situations that could help our team out.
All right, Stephen Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. What carries more weight this season, adding around Dak for another run or Dak carrying even more of the load?
Well, I think anytime you know, you have a great quarterback, that's part of what comes with accountability when you certainly make the kind of money Dak's making. But he, you know, he had a great year last year. He was, I think, number two in MVP voting. Had a great season. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do to beat the Packers, and so we've just got to continue. You know, to figure out what's in the best interest of this football team in terms of making it better and giving it the best chance to have success in the playoffs. We understand completely until we go have success in the playoffs, there's going to be frustration. I mean, we've won, you know, for three seasons, we've won 12 games, which is, I think, as much as anybody over a three-year stretch. But we hadn't had success in the playoffs, and until that happens, we understand that we're going to be held accountable and people are going to look and have criticism.
You said you understand that y'all will be held accountable, and that definitely makes sense to me. Do you also feel accountable? Like you said, we'll
Absolutely.
Be held accountable. Do you feel accountable?
I feel as accountable as anybody in terms of the success of this franchise. And, of course, you know, we want to have one of the top, if not the top, franchise, you know, in the country, if not the world. And I think, you know, certainly I think we do in terms of what our brand's valued at. We certainly want to have more success on the field in terms of that part of it. But, you know, as I said, we've had a lot of success during the regular season. We haven't had the success in the postseason. And we just, you know, until we do that, we understand there'll be frustration. And I can tell you this, we'll be rolling up our sleeves and going to work.
When you talk about how the brand popularity and how successful the Cowboys are, do you get that sometimes, I'm not going to speak for other fans, sometimes people like me, I was born and raised in the Metroplex, when you pivot to we're the most popular team in the NFL, do you understand how sometimes that is frustrating for fans to hear because they don't really care about that part?
That's not what I just said. I said that's part of it. I said the other part is the success on the field, and we certainly expect to have that, and certainly know that that's what our fans expect to have. As I said, I think over the last 3 years, we've won 36 games, but we hadn't had success in the playoffs, and we know until we do that, there's going to be frustration and certainly expectation to do better than that.
Steven, is the concern at offensive line, like we've all been very concerned about it, is that overblown or do you feel that that is an area that needs to be addressed?
Well, we just think you have to continue to evolve as an offensive line. And certainly you hate to lose a player like Tyron Smith, who's going to, in my opinion, be a Hall of Famer. I think he's going to be wearing a yellow jacket. But at the same time, unfortunately, Tyron's had to miss a lot of games, and at some point you have to make those tough decisions. Certainly you hate to you hate to lose Tyler at center in terms of you know what he had done for us, but at some point there you know if you got to make a tough decision that we can you know have him go to another team and we can replace him hopefully and have a center who's better. And we like the young guys that we've brought in here over the years. Not unlike Connor McGovern stepped up after being a backup, you know, for 3 years. He stepped up and played really good at guard and then got awarded a contract in Buffalo. We have guys like Willetzko and Awesome Richards and, you know, young players that are on the come. TJ Bass played really well for us last year. So obviously there are guys that our fans aren't as acquainted with as much because they hadn't played as much, but we feel like they can step up, not unlike Tyler did as a rookie at center and play really well.
I did hear Tyler say that he was playing guard this year, and I was kind of curious if that – we're trying to figure that, you know, juggling act out. Do you guys see a tackle with your first pick that in the draft that you're like, we feel comfortable – at that spot that one of these guys could take over that tackle position, or is there more like, hey, we might feel more comfortable swinging Tyler out there?
Well, versatility is a huge thing, and that's what Tyler Smith brings to the table, the fact that he can swing out there. And if we feel like there's a better fit at guard or center, and knowing that we have a player like TJ Bass there, then we can look at it. And as I said, we like our we like Willetzko. He's had a couple of things injury-wise, and we hadn't necessarily needed him. And same goes for Awesome Richards. We feel like we got some answers there at tackle. I think, you know, the bigger thing is we've got a young player in Hoffman there at center. But, you know, there's some guys that we may give a chance there to snap the ball. It's not out of the question that TJ Bass gets reps at the center position. So all these things will work into our strategy as we move forward.
All right. And then there was kind of a general consensus that Mozzie didn't quite live up to what you we kind of want it out of that spot. Do you feel like you can still draft at the one tech position despite having invested a first round pick in that last year?
Well, first of all, you know, he didn't play as much as we would have liked. And I think, you know, it was a little it was a learning process with him, learning what Dan wanted out of the defensive lineman. We knew when we drafted him out of Michigan, he was asked to play the one technique a little different than Dan likes to see it played. I think the way Zim's going to ask these guys to play is probably a little more in line with what he did at Michigan. But we feel really good about Mozzie. We happen to have some good veteran players, but that's one of the great things that happens when young guys get a chance to step up. Obviously Tolbert had a slow year his rookie year, but then stepped up and played really well, and we expect him to continue to grow as a receiver. It's not, you know, it's not often that young guys get to step in and, you know, play right away. It doesn't always happen that way, especially on playoff teams, but we feel really good about Mozzie.
Steven, I know we got some time constraints today, but we're going to get to talk to you again on Friday. Appreciate the time today and look forward to catching up with you again on Friday.
Thanks a lot.
There you go. Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.